And good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. Today, it's always great when you start the week with music. We have OK Music in with us. We have Rose, who's been a very regular visitor here as of late because we have a busy summer for kids. And we've also brought in Tamika Straw, who's with us here today, too. How you doing?
Doing great.
Well, this is a big day today because we're going to be talking about children's programming, aren't we, Rose?
We are. And today, Tamika is going to be doing two events along with Mariah Ross. Uh-huh. And she is going to explain some of the how the books work.
Oh, okay.
And what we do for today.
All righty. What do you got for us here, Tamika?
Okay, we're going to talk about on Tuesday, July 14th. I'm going to be reading, or Mariah is going to be reading, Once Upon a Timely and Secrets of a Vegetable Garden. Our books are known for their beautiful illustrations and big words. Once Upon a Timely is all about love, so it's the perfect story time for a mom to read or a dad to read with their loved ones.
Go ahead and hold that up so the camera can see it there. Wonderful.
Once
there you
Upon
go.
A Timely, there's...
There you are.
Wonderful adverbs in here, like, I love you extraordinarily, like the Snow Queen's blizzard. And we're going to be making just a variety of different things with this one. We have a wand that we're going to be making and a knight's sword. And then on that day, we're also reading Secrets of the Vegetable Garden.
Uh-huh.
Kids love flashlights.
They do.
And in here, they're going to uncover mysteries on every page by shining a flashlight. And with this, we're going to be planting a seed that's perfect for a vegetable garden.
Oh, indeed. And Tamika Straw is with us here, and she's talking about some of the books that the kids are going to be enjoying on the 14th of July on our Especially for Kids with OKM Music. It looks like they're going to have just a ton of fun.
Oh, yes, definitely. And then on Thursday, July 16th, we're reading Dan the Taxi Man by Eric Oat. It is one of our favorite books. We read it all the time at home. It is rhythmic, and the kids can we're going to make egg shakers, and kids can shake the egg shakers along with the rhythm of this book about Dan the Taxi Man, who is picking up the band and playing a show with all these beautiful instruments. It's going to be so much fun.
I think I remember that one for some reason or another.
It's one of our top sellers. Like, it's an amazing book.
Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. Now, we have, Rose, things kind of split up this year because of the COVID. Normally, we'd be sweating outside and listen to some great music. But
today, this year, we're going to do a lot of it inside because of the fact of, and live stream.
Yeah.
You know, through Facebook, through you, and... that's way everybody can have a chance. Because I can only have about 40 children to be on the safe side.
Understood, yeah.
You know, for a large gathering. And we are going to be providing them because we want to keep them safe as well as us. So they will have hand sanitizers. Mm-hmm. All of their art projects that they're going to be doing with the books will all be packaged. So they personally, you know, can cleanse their hands and work on their project, and then they can take everything home with them. And those who do not come that want to go, you know, live stream, you know, on social media.
We can do that.
Yes. They will come by the office, pick up their packet, you know, but we have to remind them that they really need to RSVP because the quantity and, you know, of children that I can have in Ambler Hall.
Yeah. And we have to keep a safe distance, like you said, and everything
else.
Yes. You know, one thing that's kind of popped up here, I noticed, kids might not be the best of hand washers, but they love that hand sanitizer. Boy, they've got the cleanest hands we've seen in all of the time of kids being on Earth.
That's true. But, you know, we are going to be supplying the children with hand sanitizers. So that'll be a good thing, too.
It will be.
And then we have several events otherwise, too.
Sure.
We have Ashley Allison again, who is going to be doing Violin Adventures, and she's going to use, for the children, flashcards.
Oh.
That, so... Yeah. instead of using the violin, real violin,
mm-hmm.
she's going to have one. She's going to play it, but she's going to have the flashcards to show what string instruments are all about.
Oh, that'd be good.
So they'll be big. They can see them, you know, mm-hmm. in. And that will be like in Ambler Hall, too. And we're going to do it at two different times. Mm-hmm. And so we can have 40 children again. Same scenario both times. So that's hopefully be able to, plus we'll live stream it, too.
There, that's a great plus. You know, when you talk about the violin and kids, they're interested in that because it makes a beautiful sound. Mm-hmm. But they start looking at the fingering, they start looking at the bow, and they start saying, oh, my, that would be really cool if I could know what I'm doing. And pretty soon, once they get more familiar with the instrument and they realize the mechanics of it, it's not so hard. It's hard. But it's not as hard as the kids once thought.
Right. When Tamika is going, you know, when they do the Once Upon a Time Land, they make a sword and a wand. It all goes along with our Princess Tea. Prince and Princess Tea. Because it's a fairy tale.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, we're having that on a Saturday over at Father Lynch Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll have a harp. It just depends because, with the COVID and Kathy Stewart has always provided that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of are waiting on, you know, to see if that's going to happen. But mm-hmm. if not, we'll still have music.
Mm-hmm. I know how kids like to take a look at the pretty and give it a nice little pring.
Yes, really. And again, you know, we can't have the children touch,
too many things.
The harp.
Yeah.
Well, because
of other things, too. It's a very sensitive instrument.
Well, Kathy has always worked with them, you know, mm-hmm. to let them, you know, touch the strings and chords, and mm-hmm. she shows them how. But this year we won't be able to do that, mm-hmm. you know, because of the fact of COVID.
Yeah, yeah, surfaces.
Well, we try to touch.
It's okay. I mean, we're doing the best we can
right.
this year because of a lot of different things, so we're making really good progress, if you ask me.
Well, you know, it's been a real challenge this year to try to find something that we can do both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So we can engage, you know, and hopefully in July we'll be able to do a little bit larger crowd and things will be. And then, we moved our festival, our main festival,
mm-hmm.
to the weekend of Labor Day. So.
Yeah. And that's going to be different, but I think it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. I think so, mm-hmm. too.
We always look forward to the program. My kids love Princess Tea and being involved in all of the programs.
How long have you been involved with OKM, Tamika?
Oh, is this our third year?
Third.
Wow.
3 years.
Goes
three
by,
years.
Doesn't it? Like
yes.
That.
It's so much fun every year. I enjoy it every year.
I can tell she beams.
She does. Well, she does. Osborne Books. She is a distributor of them in our community,
mm-hmm.
Along with Mariah Ross.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I don't know if there's anyone else or not, Tamika.
There are several throughout our community. Our books are known for being educational and just engaging. They're very interactive for kids, so kids just gravitate to them, and combining it with music and art is a passion.
Well, there you lights up the senses, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jenny Lynn is coming back this year.
Oh, right,
not
right.
In person, though. We're doing it for
video.
Video.
Right?
We are.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So that'll be a nice plus, too.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Once again, if anybody really wants to get a good look at the schedule, we have it on the website, okmmusic.org.
Very good, Tom.
One in a row for me today. It's Monday. And the whole week is July 13th through the 18th. And, of course, the programs that we've talked about with Tamika and all of the book sharing and things like that, those are going to be fun. That's Tuesday the 14th, Once Upon a Timely, and The Secrets of a Vegetable Garden with Mariah Ross. We also have Dan the Taxi Man. And this is going to be a lot of fun, too. So this, you really stacked it up nice, Rose.
Well, thank you. I try to do something different every year. I don't have the same thing. Tamika mm-hmm. provides me with, I just reach out to her early in the year, and she kind of goes through her books, and some new things come out, and then we kind of put our little thinking cap on and we kind of plan.
The creativity starts, as they say.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, we have to change it up just a little bit because mm-hmm. I don't want the same thing for the children. Mm-hmm. Something different.
Something to come back to that's somewhat familiar, but something engaging that, oh, my goodness, what is it going to be this year? And, you know, that's always the thing that the, you know, the kids want to come back, see something new. They do.
Oh, yes.
Man. Wow. So again, the website, and, of course, we have to RSVP.
That is an absolute must. I can't have somebody come in and walk in off the street and not be prepared. Especially for safety reasons for the children as well as for the presenter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, I don't have the large capacity for room. You know, I've done Tamika's program up at the library upstairs, mm-hmm. you know, and that's a huge room. And I can have over, I've had over 100 children. I can't do that this year.
No, not at Amber Hall. It won't work out with the spacing.
It won't. And
beautiful
I would,
place, though.
Well, they'll get to see a lot of different things if they do come to Ambler, if they mm-hmm. haven't ever been.
That's true.
Because we have a stage, and, you know, we have all of the posters up from all of the festivals. And this is our 36th festival.
That's a good start. That's a good start. You know, with 100 more to come. You know there will be.
Of course.
Yeah. So once again, that is okmmusic.org, okmmusic.org. Ladies, thank you for dropping by and visiting today.
Well, no, thank you for asking us again, and we'll be back, I think, another time.
Pretty soon, probably in about a week or so, I imagine. But Rose Hammersmith and also Tamika Straw, thank you very much. You have been listening and watching today, courtesy of Facebook Live, I must say, our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust.